Then did you get our present? Pox raised an eyebrow. If you mean a certain ring... Don't play games with me, paladin, the woman sneered. If you want to see him alive, follow me and keep your hands off your sword. She turned away. Stop, said Pox, not loudly but with power. The woman froze, then turned back to her, surprise in her eyes. Before I go one step, I will have your word on this. Is he alive? What of his squires? They are all alive, Phelan and the squires. But they will die if you are not quick. And I should follow, so we can all be killed at once, is that it? Pox forced humor into her tone, and again the woman's eyes flashed surprise. No, she said sulkily. The master would be glad to kill all of you, and will. But you can buy your lord some time, if you dare it. And where do you go? You would not know if I told you. There are places in Varela that none but the guild know, and places known only to few of the guild. She looked hard at Pox for a moment, and shook her head quickly. I wonder, perhaps Bara has erred. Is this Bara's plot? Asked Pox. Or Verakai's? You ask too much. Come. The woman turned away and walked off quickly. Pox followed, her heart pounding. To her surprise, they did not enter the alley Pox had seen, but kept to the main streets, until they were in the eastern end of Varela. Then the woman turned into a narrower street and another. Here was the sort of poverty Pox had seen in every city but Finpaneer and Chea. Crowded narrow houses, overhanging filthy cobbles and frozen mud. Ragged children huddled together for warmth, stinking effluvium from every doorway. She was aware of the curious glances that estimated her sword's worth and the strength of her arm, rather than a paladin's honor. The redhead ducked into a narrow passage between two buildings, scarce wide enough for their shoulders. It angled around a broad chimney and opened into a tiny court. Across that was a double door, painted black with red hinges. On this, the redhead rapped sharply with her dagger hilt, a shutter in the door scraped open. Pox looked quickly around the open space. It was already draped in shadow, overlooked only by the blank rear walls of the buildings that ended here. Pox wondered at the windowless walls, then saw that there had been windows once. They were blocked up, some by brick and others by heavy shutters. She could hear the red-headed woman muttering at the door, and something small scuttling among the debris across the way. Aside from that, and the distant rumble of street noises, it was ominously quiet. One leaf of the double doors opened, squealing on its hinges. Come on, said the woman sharply. Pox did not move. I want to see him. Inside. No, here. Alive. Pox called light, and it cast a cool white radiance over the grimy stones, the stinking litter along the walls. Several dark shapes fled squeaking into holes. The woman turned back to the doorkeeper and muttered again. Pox waited. The door slammed shut, and the woman turned back to her. I told you he was alive. You're only making it worse. On the contrary, said Pox, I do what is necessary. Necessary? The woman spat. You'll learn necessary soon enough. That may be, but I will see him alive and well before then. As the master answers, you will see. They waited in heavy silence for some minutes. When the doors opened, both sides gaping wide, two files of armed men emerged. The first were dressed in dark clothes and carried short swords. Behind them came two priests.